it's hard to tell. It's too early to know at this point, but it is very suspicious that we've had sudden attacks on tankers after Iran has threatened to be able to control and manage chain shipping and run the Strait of Hormuz. These were two tankers that were attacked in the Gulf of Oman, very close to Iran's border, within 40 nautical miles of Iran, that they were mysteriously hit. This is unusual. Obviously, that's a high-tension area, but we had tankers hit a few weeks ago. We've now had tankers hit again today. We know the Iranian Navy was in the area the last time the tankers were hit, though the Iranians are saying we certainly didn't do it, but they seem to be very, very close to that last attack. And so the forensic evidence will show exactly what happened in that blast and where it came from in the days ahead.
Now, for a while, the last several weeks at least, it appeared that things had maybe calmed down. And especially last week, I guess the general in charge of the Middle East forces for the U.S. indicated that while the U.S. carrier fleet and the arrival of American B-52 bombers in the region might have eased some tension, he said he still felt it was a precarious situation. Do you agree?
It is a precarious situation when you're dealing with Iran because they're just unpredictable. Iran knows they can't match our military, and so they do things asymmetric. They'll try to attack in a cyber attack. They'll do terrorist attacks. They're funding Hezbollah in Lebanon. They're funding the war in Yemen against Saudi Arabia. They're funding the war in Syria and propping up Bashar Assad. They're trying to destabilize Iraq by trying to infiltrate Iraq in their government. So this is a constant motion for Iran, and so they're unpredictable in what they will do and how they will do it. And the right, appropriate, patient, but clear response is what's needed from the United States. They make sure we act as a deterrent. We don't need an unstable Iran attacking its neighbors or trying to shut down shipments of oil through the Strait of Hormuz. We need consistent flow in our economy. We need freedom of navigation, but we also need them to be able to stand down many attacks they're considering or carrying out.
How close do you think this puts us at some sort of military retaliation?
Oh, I don't think this puts us any closer today, but we'll have to see exactly who carried out this attack on those tankers. Obviously, that's a tough area. There are mines that are in that area, and that Iran has laid down, so we'll have to see if they hit a mine, if they were attacked directly. If there's some other terrorist attack that's trying to bring something to Iran, everything needs to be considered at this point. But our beef is not with the Iranian people. We have no desire to go to a war with Iran. Our real issue is the regime in Iran and even what they're doing to their own people, so that many of the people of Iran are just as frustrated with the regime in Iran and their funding of terrorism around the region rather than taking care of their needs at home.